Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and get ready, folks. We got Pat Strong with us, so you know the information is going to be good, and you're going to enjoy it. I promise you it's going to be good. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Scott. I'm so glad to be here. What a beautiful day, and it's been raining.
It has been so wonderful. We need it. I think the whole world needs it right now. I know California, Texas. God, Texas needs it bad.
Yeah, we do, and I'm so glad that I could bring you rain, so I'm glad to be here and bring you rain.
You know, and thank you so much. Well, you know what? Thank you for coming down here. I know everybody around Lux. I know my agents love it when you get here. I know you came down, you taught a great class here in San Angelo.
I did. We had a great class at the association yesterday.
And which one?
2023. I was doing Legal One, which is a mandatory class for all licensees.
Awesome.
Fun.
What is in Legal One?
Legal One. Lots of legal.
Lots of court
cases, which always makes everybody so excited to see that, you know, there are court cases going on. But just great information, update on all the changes in the contracts and just what's happening so we can better serve the consumers.
Well, folks, you know, one thing that I've done is I've asked Pat, we've been friends for a long, long time, taught some stuff, do some things together. And I said, Pat, I want you to come help me. You know, I want to get back on top. I want to do some things that are going on. And she says, okay, I will. And so she has, and for, I guess, for a year about now.
Right, close to it.
Let me see one thing that's happened. I've been in business for Scottsdale Real Estate since mid-'80s, and we've had some good times, some bad times. In July of this year was the best month in the history of Scottsdale Real Estate.
Yay!
And you were a part of it. I was glad to be part of it.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank all the consumers who had trust in the agents.
And our friends and families that helped us do that. So thank you, and thank everybody. And one thing we do is, how you get there is you list houses.
That's right.
So can we talk about that?
Let's do that. Let's talk about that phone call. I think our listeners need to know that we have people that call in and ask all kinds of questions, and that we ask questions. And I know you had one of the agents on duty had a call in that was really interesting. So let's start there to kind of help them understand about the process.
Yes. Well, one of the first things that we're going to say is, you know, of course, ask about the... you know, what price range you're looking for, what are you comfortable with your payments and that deal, and are you qualified, are you pre-qualified? And they're going to say a lot of times is, well, no. And why would we ask that question?
Well, that is so important, and I think I'll take it one step further. I like to even really know, because sometimes there's a difference in pre-qualification and pre-approval.
Absolutely.
So I know that when I'm teaching, I always laugh and tell the students that, like, if they're going to do, you know, somebody says, oh, I'm qualified, that means they're breathing, they can pass the Miro test. They fogged the mirror, which is just kind of fun. But we want to go more in depth in that because we owe it to our sellers. And so sellers, I'm going to answer it from kind of a two-point view. Sellers that are real savvy and their agents who help them are saying, you know what, we want a pre-approval letter with all offers. And I think that's where we get into a misconception. That means they've been to the lender, and the lender has run the credit reports and says you are good to go for X number of dollars. So when we ask that question of a buyer, it's like, not to be offensive, but I would simply preface it by saying, you know, Mr. and Ms. Buyer, so if Scott, you were the buyer, I'd say, you know, Mr. Allison, first of all, most sellers, not all, but most sellers are going to want to see a pre-approval letter. Say that three times real quick. And so I want to be sure that you are prepared when we find the right home for your family. So tell me about it. Do you have a lender? Oh, you don't? Well, I have several that I could definitely give you a list of great lenders here in San Angelo. Or if you have one, I would simply say, may I share with me who that is? Because I'd like to know if I work with them myself. So that's kind of where I would start. So now we're protecting the buyers from running around, getting their hopes up, finding something that they love and then they can't afford. And our sellers, because the sellers have said, we don't want looky-lookies. We don't want tire kickers. So I think that's a great question.
Well, and it is for sure. And also, if you do it and you don't have it, and right now in this market in San Angelo, we have a very hot market. If you have multiple offers and you don't have your letter and another one does, which if the seller, I'm going to say, you know what, they have a pre-approval letter and your other guy doesn't, which one am I going to take?
Well, and I think that's such a great thing because, you know, what we always talk about with all the agents is doing a spreadsheet. Which a lot of our lenders refer to as a GRID, G-R-I-D method, and require that. Lenders sometimes do want to see that, especially with foreclosures and that kind. So a seller is going to have all these offers. They're going to be all laid in front of them, and they're going to look at how much it's going to net me, but they're going to be looking at that. Did you bring me a pre-approval letter? What did it say? Who is it from? And that's going to make a lot of difference in weighing out which is the right offer to choose in multiple offers.
And folks, Pat and I were talking earlier, in the good old days, in fact, Scott Austin Real Estate was one of the first firms that did a lot of relo business.
Yeah, I remember.
And a lot of firms were saying, well, in a relocation deal, if you didn't have that letter, they wouldn't even look at an offer.
Absolutely.
That was required. And firms go, well, I don't know what you're talking about. So we're not going to do that. And I said, well, then we can't look at your offer.
Right.
So it was kind of an offensive deal, one. I'm going to tell you right now, most good real estate people, I'm going to tell you that point blank, are going to ask you that question to protect their seller.
Absolutely.
So it's almost a mandatory deal. Not every time, but I'm going to say when you, Pat, most of the time.
I'm seeing it, and because I live out of the San Antonio area in the Hill Country, because I teach up in San Antonio a lot, and here it probably will eventually phase down to us here, is in luxury homes, they're saying, I want a pre-approval letter to see the property.
Oh, wow.
Not just
an offer.
No,
we haven't seen that here yet.
No, you haven't. So we haven't seen that yet. But as you get into the higher end homes, sellers are getting more savvy, and they're going like, people just want to look at my decorating. They want to come in and case my house or whatever.
Wow.
So I want a pre-approval letter, and I want the agent to meet me there. And we've not seen that except in the high end, but it will eventually filter in. I think there's going to be even farm and ranch people who are starting to say, you know what, we've got all of these things, and we want the agent to be there, which is a discussion that the seller and the agent would have about that. And I want a pre-approval letter before you even spend 3 or 4 hours on my place looking at the land, et cetera. So that's kind of a trend in the cities. We haven't seen that here. But the pre-approval letter, if I were listing your home, I would say, Scott, is it important to you as a seller not to just have looky-lookers come through? And you would say, what?
Well,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would ask you, because we do have a form for that, where sellers give us authorization to actually, it's called seller's authorization to advertise and release certain information, where I just have you write that on there, seller requires a pre-approval letter. That then gives me permission to put that into the multiple listing and on the internet, so everybody sees it, and they know they're going to come to see your property, they're going to bring a what?
Pre-approval letter. But, you know, I'm going to take
it
another step, too, and I'm going to take it from the guy's perspective.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, you know, as much as cars cost right now, and, you know, they're pickups,
right.
Car. I'm just talking a regular old car. I'm not even talking a Mercedes. I'm just talking a regular Chevrolet Suburban. They're $70,000.
Exactly.
But, and I'm saying this. Well, I would like to do it, too. And you got your little boy, little girl, your wife. And she works. You got two nice cars, you know, they won't break down. You got two car payments.
That's right.
And you think you got want to buy a pretty nice house. I'd like to make sure with those two car payments and the kids going to school and the clothes and what, you know, and we just went to lunch today, you know, having to eat out and do all that, whatever everything costs today to live, to make sure I can actually really qualify for a house. Because the worst thing in the world, and I've actually been with somebody that happened to, and it was embarrassing, is you get that house and the kids say, oh, daddy, I'm so happy, and your wife's so happy. And you find out you can't qualify for that house.
Oh, yeah. It's embarrassing.
That would be the horriblest thing in the world. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I was with them. So let's get that pre-qualification.
Yeah.